You're listening to Talking with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody on this lovely, beautiful Thanksgiving day. I hope everybody haven't eaten too much and enjoying their day today with family and friends. Welcome back to us again. We appreciate you tuning in as always. Listen, I was thinking about this and I wanted to present this and say, what does Thanksgiving mean? I know a lot of people think, hey, Thanksgiving is, eating turkey and all the dressings that come along with it. But what does Thanksgiving really mean? Does it mean family and friends to you? Does it mean just getting together and seeing loved ones that you may or may not have seen in a while? What does Thanksgiving mean to you? And because, you know, this only comes one time a year. And I can say being thankful myself is saying, hey, being with the loved ones, you see them all through the year, but it's a special time. And I know if you're like me, the holidays are great. It's a great thing. You love being around people, and that's what we need in this country. The new holidays coming up, and I say new because everybody, everywhere you go, everybody's excited about it. Everybody already kind of skipped over today a little bit, Thanksgiving, and they've now went to Christmas and so forth. So that's good. We've kind of had some bumps and bruises this year, but listen, the country is rebounding great and everybody's excited about it. And I was about to say, like I said, what's so great about it? I like it is because you get to see your family, friends, be around people that you love. And one of the things that I truly want to say is you never take someone that you have in your life or around you for granted. And reason why you don't, I lost a very good dear friend this week. 25 years, and a lot of you may know him from the industry, and a lot of you may know him, great businessman, Steve Wilcox. I lost a great friend. He passed away this week. And, sometimes we take for granted, like I was saying before, the people that are around us, not telling them that we love them and we miss them and taking it for granted that they'll always be there. And that's not so much the case. And I think that's what kind of slipped upon him and I were in Japan together. And then, like I said, I hadn't talked to him. And then next thing you know, I get a call. He's on the way to the hospital and then he's gone. So listen to everyone out there, enjoying your great day. Enjoying Thanksgiving. I hope it was great. But remember to tell your loved ones you appreciate them. Wherever they are, your friends, loved ones, let them know, give them a hug. Sometimes you never know what people are going through. And I think sometimes a hug is would do a lot. And I just want to say, shout out to my family, Yara, which is, my fiance, and we're going to have her on in the future. Tell your loved ones that you love them, tell them that you appreciate them. You can never tell, great people that you don't appreciate it much. And I can say even to my mother, beautiful woman, and to my kids, and so forth and so on, even my extended kids, which I shouldn't say extended, that's a bad word to say, my kids, period. But to all of them, to tell them you love them and that you appreciate them. And I think family with Thanksgiving is a great thing. Also, if you want to talk, you want to call in. The call-in number is always 323-203-0815. We love hearing from you. We love talking to you. Also, we will be in New Orleans, Louisiana on Friday at the Marriott. And again, you never know who we're going to have stop by, who we'll have there. So listen, if you are in New Orleans for the Bayou Classic, the Battle of the Bands, be sure to stop by. Be sure to stop by and say hi. Get you a shirt and a cap. We're talking with Ron and let us know. Listen, I also want to say shout outs to Houston. Man, y'all really shocked me. We got there and the line was long. Let me say this also. The food was great. But shout out to Houston for showing up, man. We had a great time. We had a great time with the comedians, and it was a great show. And I appreciate y'all showing up. And once again, thank you for showing me so much of love. Y'all are truly a great, great audience and followers, period. So thank you, guys. Let's do the same thing this week. Friday will be, like I said, in New Orleans for the Bayou Classic. Let's do it again. Let's show out and show on. And also, we want to thank one of our great sponsors for the show, Vending One, sponsoring into the show. Vending One, for all your vending needs, no matter what it is. And listen, let me tell y'all something about Vending One. Vending One has this cool machine. They're coming out with this new technology where you can get hot food right out of the machine, ready to go, made to order. Like, I've seen this technology, and it is awesome. Like, I can't wait to see it come to fruition and be in the airports and in surrounding areas. But listen, shout out to Vending One. Great set of people over there. Thank you for being great sponsors. And support Vending One whenever you see them. It's a new technology coming in, and it's a great, great technology. You really have to see this, and I think it's great. Speaking on family, I got a question for you guys. I think when you see people and you know people, I have a question, and I was going to propose this for next week's show when we have the married couples on, and who knows, we may have a celebrity married couple on also. But I was going to propose this next week, but I have a question for you guys. I think for me, not, and it's not on the personal side, but I think for me, when you have people that don't look at things the way you look at or see things the way you are, they truly friends? Do true friends disagree and then come back together? What do you guys think about that? I'll share my opinion on that. I think it goes a long way. I think it goes from relationship to friendship, that I think if you don't share the same views, then I think it's okay to be opposite. But I think sometimes you have to have a part of you that has something that's a common ground. And a lot of times people don't have the same common grounds, but are they true friends if you don't have the same common ground? So you never know. Question that I wanted to throw out there. And then another thing I want to ask, in your opinion, how do you all feel the country is today? How do the country is going? How do you feel the things in this country is moving forward and progressing? We've had a lot this year. And the year's not out yet. So how do we say as a people in the country, because we, as on this show and myself, and what we stand for is united, one united. It doesn't matter who you are, your color, your creed, none of that. We stand for united. And I think this is where a lot of times in this country, we lose the great interest of people. It has to be one united. We have to be a one united country, not a this race, this color, one united. And I was talking to somebody. About this on the plane, and they was like, "That is an awesome idea. I'm going to look into this. I'm going to get my people to look into this. We want to do a one united. We want to do a one united show conference where it doesn't matter who you are. If you're one united and you want this and you share the same common ground, we're going to put this together in the near future." We're going to have everybody just come together on a one united platform and just have a good time. People being people, people meeting people, people enjoying people. Because we all get caught up in this political and the hustle and the bustle with kids and family. And sometimes we forget that, hey, we're people. Mistakes happen. Things happen. We're people. And so when we find people that are like-minded like us, then that's what we should have and celebrate those people also on this, like I said, on this day of Thanksgiving. And just another subject to make you think about, what are you thankful for? You know, I know a lot of times people say this and that and certain things, but what are you really thankful for? I know for me, I kind of got off the subject a minute ago, I'll go back to it, but I think for me, having your health and strength, having a good family, having a strong structural family, Just for me, that's the riches of the riches. Having your family healthy, having your kids healthy, and enjoying life, because those are the moments that you can't buy, you can't get them back. So I think those are the things that we as a people have to be thankful for. And on this day to be thankful, versus just turkey and like I said, all the trimmings, and which is great. Don't get me wrong, we all stuff, but I think it's more of it. And you know, I love my audience. I love you guys. I read all your comments. I see all your comments, even on the YouTube and on the Instagram and Facebook. I see all of them, and I try to comment to all of them, but it's a lot. So forgive me if I don't get to you, but I do see them. And I thank all of you guys for that. You know, even the ones with, you know, they're not so great. But listen, I get all of that. But one thing that I will say is, I feel like anybody on it, I think I have the best audience, the best set of followers. And that's why I want to do this one night. We can have families. We can have a family. And we can have, it doesn't matter who you are, on a 1-year night. And one thing is, I together. We're gonna get that together. Also, we're gonna do at this event when we get everything structured together. We want to give away we don't know that yet. We're gonna put it together, but we want to give something big to one or two families, and we'll get that put together. And that put together, and then we can have just a big event, and hopefully it won't be a one-time thing. We can do a constant thing. But I appreciate that. Thank you, Sherry. I appreciate you saying you all in for it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I see your comments. Thank you. But most importantly, I think family is important. Like I said, I lost a very good friend this week. Got called devastating, because y'all think hey, we're immortal, we're not going anywhere, which on that's not true, but you never know the day, the minute, or the hour. But we definitely have to thank people and give them their flowers while they're alive, and while they can smell their roses and their flowers. We appreciate people who can and do that. Another thing that I want to speak on, I know you guys were asking about the shirts and the caps, the Talking with Ron shirts and the Talking with Ron caps. We will have some with us in New Orleans. We've had a slow issue with the press company, and we're looking to rectify that as soon as possible. I think Jennifer's on that, but we're looking to rectify that and maybe even find another distribution company if we can't. And if anybody have any ideas, please let us know. You can reach Jennifer at 702-475-7306. Jennifer does the bookings. She does these great things. When y'all see me out and about, it's Jennifer, which she handles all of this. But you can get in touch with her, and she'll direct you and let you know what's going on in the future. I want to ask you guys something, and I think this is kind of on Thanksgiving, on this beautiful day, this blessed day. Do people take holidays for granted, do you think? Or is it just because it's gifting season, I like to say, sometime, and people get excited about it? Or do you really cherish the moments and the people that you deal with and you have? Does that play a role in any commentary of what going on in your life? Or is it just simply for some people a day off, or you know, a day to watch football or something like that? Or do you really cherish the things that are out there that are close to you and near and dear to you? Like I said, for me, I have so much to be thankful for and grateful for. Listen, you as my audience, I'm thankful. I appreciate you guys because without you, I'm nothing. And I realize and know this. So I thank you all every day, every single day, even when I see you on the on all social media sites. I thank you guys. I'm thankful having a beautiful mother. I'm thankful having beautiful kids, fiance. I'm thankful for a lot because one thing that I do know, tomorrow's not promised, but also the things that we take for granted can be taken away. Look, your health, your strength, you know, your guys. I've been on a 24-hour reach. I have not slept yet. We've been on planes, and we have not slept. We've landed late. We've had to come out and get on another plane early in the morning, so we hadn't slept. And it was so easy to not be on here or do a replay or something like that. But listen, you guys mean a lot to me, and we sacrifice that. We sacrifice doing it. We have to get on a plane shortly afterwards. So, but we appreciate you guys, and we want to give the love that you're showing us and my family back. We want to give that back to you guys. So that's why we're here. But listen, we're on a 24-hour stretch, and we are stretching. But that's all a part of the business, the life, because we have a mission. And one of our missions is not just to inform, teach, educate. And as you see, we always have people on that has something positive or something branded to say to keep moving forward. And we will always do that. So we do that for the reason that everybody has a learning point and everybody can grow. So when you have knowledge and information, you shouldn't just hold it. You should pass it. And that's part of being your brother's keeper. And that's why I want that one unite, us getting together and having this wherever we have it at, wherever we put this together, whether, you know, we're going to have it and we're going to do it. Because I think there are some people who feel like I feel enough is enough. Enough is enough and harming innocent people. You know, and we have, you know, middle America taking the brunt of a lot of things and trying to survive and getting kicked. So I think enough is enough. And we want to salute and show, hey, it's OK. It's OK to feel the way you feel and meet somebody great out of that. You know, and if you meet somebody in Chicago, and you become friends and you live in LA, hey, that's a great thing. Your families can come together. And that's what we're missing, I feel, on this day of giving, with Thanksgiving. That we're missing that. We're missing helping and uniting with people. And most of all, with just saying, letting someone else know, hey, I'm here if I can help. I forget this guy on YouTube. He's all over. He's on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. He goes and he finds people and he do random acts of kindness. He puts them to the test and he acts like he don't. I got to get this guy's name and hopefully we might get him on the show. He does random acts of kindness. He asks the person, can you feed me? I don't have any money, or can you do this? And then he blesses them. And I think that's what America was built on. Helping your fellow American. And I think we've gotten away from that because we've become political. And in a sense, everybody wants to say it's me, my family, self, I don't care about the world. And I think that's kind of where we've gotten in the United States and in our country. And I would like to see us come back to that. I would like to see us come back to, hey, let's share, let's help. You know, this country was built on blood and sweat and equity of somebody back. So let's bring that back. I mean, you know, and this is why I want to do this One Unite Day. And we're going to get it done very soon. Also, I want to say, I want to give a big shout out. Marco. He did some fantastic work for very, very, I must say, Houston. Yeah, the the love that y'all showed, I will be coming back. I will be coming back because I enjoy Houston. One, I have family there, but I enjoy Houston. But the love y'all showed us was really great. Also, I want to speak on the incident that happened. I know some of you may not have heard about it or seen it. There was some people in a store. There was some people in a store fighting over some food, and I don't know what the whole outcome was about it. I it actually was brought to my attention. Listen, people, we're all one, and helping is a lot greater than taking. It could have been the people in, you know, I think it could have been a lot. We have to get together and be a little more courteous. Love your friends, love your neighbors. Let's get back to from me, myself, and I, and get back to, hey, can I help you? You know, what happened when the kids, there were the neighbors was watching the kids as well, in this United States. What happened to that? Let's get back to that, man. And that's why this show is so important, because this is what we're based on. We're not based on negativity. We're not based on negative people. I don't like negative people. I don't like gossiping people. I don't like people, because one thing that I've learned in my journey, that everybody's going to have a downfall. Everybody's going to have a moment. And that's okay. It's how you get up from that moment. And pointing a finger at somebody that has a moment or a downfall, it makes you, and I'm just going to say it, I'll go out on a limb, it makes you a piece of scum. Gossiping about people, it makes you a piece of scum. I'm gonna just go out on a limb and say it. It makes you a piece of scum. Let people live. Let people enjoy their lives how they want to enjoy it. It doesn't matter who you are, what race, color, sex, creed, none of that. Let people enjoy their lives. And if you think you're on a high end, so to speak, and I don't care who you are, how successful you are, you could be down tomorrow. I've seen it. And you can be down tomorrow. So let people live their lives, and let's stop pointing fingers at people and laughing, because it could be you the next day. Let's help. And this is something that we're failing to do now. Let's help. Let's show a joyful love versus a pointing a finger. People make mistakes. We all make mistakes. It's what you do after that mistake. So let's try to do that. And the reason why I'm saying this is because this is a day of giving. This is a day to be thankful. This is a day to have pride, joy, about it. It's more than just eating a turkey or a ham. Let's be thankful and giving. That's where it comes together at. Thanksgiving. Let's be thankful and giving. It will definitely make a difference. It will make you feel good. It will make another human being feel good. Because again, like I said, I lost a dear friend. You never know. You never know. So let's try doing that for a minute. Let's try that. We've been fighting and arguing in the United States, and it seems the seemingly getting worse. How about we just come together? How about we try old days? How about we try any way I can, instead of looking down or saying it's not my problem? Because believe it or not, someone else's problem can become your problem one way or another. And I'm gonna leave that. I'm not gonna go into it, but I'm gonna leave that for you to think about. It can become your problem. And you think about it. You know, people have bad days, you know, and you never know when someone's right on the edge of, you know, a bad day or having an end it all day, so to speak. And let me say this, by all means, we never want anyone to get to that point or that level at all. I heard about the young man in Melissa, Texas, bullying. And he was, I think he was 15 or 16, and he took his own life. We don't ever want that. We don't ever want that. So young people, if you're out there listening, this message is for you too, on Thanksgiving. This message is for you too. Listen, talk to somebody, whether it's a friend, a counselor, never feel alone. Never think you're alone. You're not alone. Find you somebody to talk to. The last resort for anybody, adults, kids, is suicide. It's never the answer. You're beautiful. You all are beautiful. I don't care what nobody say about you. You're all beautiful. And parents, keep a close eye on your kids. They have so much of social media stuff. AI is now getting into them, telling them what they could or can't do and blah, blah, blah. So keep an eye on your kid. Take that 5 minute and talk to them, or take that 5 minute and check their phones and their social media sites and see what's going on. Take that time. It could very well be something to save you from being regretted later. But again, I want to say to everyone, I hope you're having and I hope you have had a blessed Thanksgiving. I hope you have had a blessed, I hope you've enjoyed your day, and I hope your night is as eventful as your day is. But also, think about the person out there who don't have a family to share with or a friend to share with. Think about that. And this is why I want to do the event, because listen, it doesn't matter if you don't have a family. We want you to come anyway. You'll link up with a family. You'll find a family. We want you to come, because when we get it together, it's all about meeting, and greeting and learning and making new friends. We're all on this earth for one thing: to live, be healthy, and enjoy this life. Also, I want to say, speaking of life, I want to say congratulations to my niece. She had a baby girl. She had a baby girl 3 weeks ago. Name and exposure. And I just want to say to her, you know, God bless you and that baby and your success. And that's what it's about, carrying generations on in life. You guys have been a truly blessing to me, and like I said, my family, and we want to pass that on. We want to pass that on. Just think of it as giving a dollar. You give me a dollar, I'm gonna give someone else that dollar, and you give someone else that dollar. It's not meant for us to keep, it's meant for us to share. And I think when you do that, you feel good about it. It makes you feel good, and we can keep moving on with that and further. So again, Thanksgiving, I didn't want to be on here and get into some political stuff like I really wanted to do. I thought this day should be just what it is: thanks and giving thanks. So, and that's why we're definitely doing that today. I see you, Sherry. I see you, Miss Sherry in Ohio. Thank you. I appreciate that. And we'll let you know when we get it together. But back to what I was saying, we just want to help. And that's what this is all about: helping, not taking. Sometimes we take for granted, and then we get, and we don't think about somebody else. But, you know, and there's some kid somewhere in the United States didn't get a turkey, didn't get a ham, didn't get the trimmings. And when you think about it, in this country, that's sad, and it's saddened. So just remember, reach out, even after today, reach out to somebody, talk to somebody, maybe less fortunate. And just like I said, if you have a dollar, pass that dollar on. You know, a dollar's nothing, and you say it's nothing, but when you pass it on, a dollar means the world to someone else. So if you have, pass on, help. Pass that on. Listen, next week, I'm excited about next week, because we're going to have some great couples on. And part of that is finding out what's, how do you make longevity work? How do you, in a marriage, good relationship, how do you make longevity work? What's the key to that success? And everybody online is now relationship experts, and what they should do, and on TikTok and Facebook and Instagram. But let's talk to some people who's really been in the crunch of it. Let's find out what people like you and I, let's find out what does it take to make a relationship work. And I know hands down, I've heard this from people. When I asked the question, my nation, hands down, it's always been said, keep people out of your business. And I think I'm learning that now. I've never had people in my business and relationships and never want. But I think passing that on, keeping people out of your business and your relationships, I think that's part of the key. And I've been asking people, like I said, and doing a little research on it. And that's been one of the things that people have said, hands down, keeping people out of your business. I've always heard the saying, misery loves company. And if the company is miserable, they're going to make you miserable. So no one that's in a good relationship can tell you how your relationship should be, period, because they're not there. At the end of the day, it's only two people. So people can offer advice, people can say things, and they can look in the house. They can look through the glass in the house, but they're not in the house. So you can't never tell someone about their relationship, their life, their significant other, spouse, partner, whatever you want to call them. You can't never say that. And for those of you who have that, if you were talking to someone, remember this, they are only biased to what you're saying. They only know what you're saying. They're not there. They only hear one side of a story. So remember that for those who are talking and those who have those that are not in relationships, please by all means run. They can't tell you nothing. They can't tell you nothing, but I'm miserable. And I wish I could be like you. So, you know, but we'll get more into that next week. It will be an action-packed show. It'll be a great show. Like I said, we're going to have some interesting people on. And they have the time and the experience of that. And they're going to tell you what's going on and what make them survive. And these are people who are everyday people. Business people, and they'll tell you, and we'll see what we can compare and say to that. Also, I want to thank the beautiful people at American Airlines. We were lagging a little behind, and they did such a great job making us welcome. And a lot of times we forget about those people and we think they have an easy job. And especially during these holidays, it's not. They did a fine job. The American Airlines people in Miami did a great job. Great job. I say hats off to you guys. And I said I would salute you guys. And I'm saluting you guys. Y'all did a great job making us feel welcome, comfortable as best with these situations and flying and so forth and so on. So we definitely want to thank those people. Also, we want to thank Shirley Natton and Stan Natton for lending us their studio to allow us to do what we do on a regular basis. We want to thank them because they made it possible. For opening up for us, and we want to thank them. We definitely want to thank them. Great people, and we want to thank them also. Always opening up and making us feel so welcome. We want to thank them also. Before I go, I want to say something about. I was talking to a young man, and he was telling me that his life. Aspiration, goals, and dreams was to become a doctor. And unfortunately, he's in a situation where his mother, single mother of three, is not in a position to help a great young man. We just met in passing. So I told him we're going to see what we can do to help him. And we're going to try to get that young man. He's on his way to college. He's trying to get into USC, and we're going to see what we can do to help him further his education Because that's what we need. He's not trying to, don't get wrong, there's nothing wrong with athletes, but he's not trying to be athletic. He says he wants to make a difference. He wants to make a difference, and this is his way of starting that journey to make a difference. He wants to be a doctor, and we're going to help him. And this is what I'm speaking of, people, when I say that. Helping along the way. Generational. Helping along the way. And that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. And I want to shout out to good friend who actually helped us with some stuff earlier this year. I want to thank him. He said, "Don't shout him out," but I'm gonna shout him out. Anyway, Mike, listen, you know, man, we appreciate you in Chicago. Always making us feel welcome. And whenever we call, you answer the call, and you did that too. And what I'm speaking of is, I reached out to him for doing a turkey drive, and Mike reached out and said, "Whatever you need, let's get it done." And we did that in Chicago, and we got it done. We're gonna post the pictures up too. On the social media site, but he got it done. He didn't hesitate. He didn't say, "What if?" He said, "Let's get it done." And that's what he did. He got it done. And I just want to say, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you stepping out and handing and doing and putting up, totally funded by him. He stepped out and he did that, totally funded by him. He put his own money up. He didn't hesitate, and he fed, last I heard, he fed 100 people between turkeys and hams. So shout out to him. Let's give Mike great Mike. I appreciate you down there in Chicago, man, feeding 100 people on his own dime. We appreciate it. And all we did was ask him, "Hey, man, we see a need in Chicago, where there's a need everywhere, but we see a need here," and he reached out and he did that. So big shout out to him doing it, and on his own dime, out of his pocket. We appreciate that, man. We need more people like him. But again, like I was saying to you guys, we're definitely going to get together. We're going to do this event. We're going to have this event, and it's going to be a family. We're going to have, once we get it together, we're going to have a family thing. We're going to have for the kids. We're going to have for the adults. And I think we need more of that, and we're going to do that. We're going to reach out. So we don't want. Listen, let me say this from the bottom of my heart on this day, on Thanksgiving. Let me say this. We don't want you, if you're coming with bad vibes, bad intentions to see, we don't want you. We want people with great attitudes, great family, very oriented, who everyday people don't see color, don't see color lines, don't see race. We want people who say, "I share the same thing like you. That's why I'm here. Here, I want to help. I want to be. I want to meet new people. I want to reach out and expand my arms and my family to another family, just like us." So if you think you're gonna come or you want that, listen, we don't want you. We don't want you. We're gonna call it VIP for VIP. So we want people who want family oriented. Bring your kids. We're gonna have stuff for them. Once we get it together, we're gonna have adults. We're going to have date nights for the adults, and hopefully we'll be able to do it in a weekend. We haven't even, this just came to me, so we haven't thought about the place yet or the venue or where yet, but we want people from all over. It doesn't matter. We're on this platform, and the platform is from all over. We're not limited. We want people who just see people. We want people who want to help. We want people to be people and like people like them. So that's what we want. But if you come with anything other than that, we don't. And I'm being frank with you. We don't want you, because this is where we're falling back in the United States of everybody's me, 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 I, what can you do? And that's not what we want. We want, hey, if I give the dollar, pass the dollar on. Keep the dollar going. And that's what we want. That's exactly what we want is. And that's the type that we want. To come and be a part of this, and again, this is, I'm saying this, I couldn't say it on a better day. Thanksgiving, giving thanks, understanding what that means. It's, again, I'll say it again, it's more than a turkey. It's more than ham. It's more than trimmings. Giving thanks. And that's what this day is for, will be about. And that's what we're going to continue this day when we get it together in this date. That's what we're going to do. Now, back to what I was saying earlier. Listen, I want to see you guys. I need y'all to show out like you did in Houston. I want to see you guys. The Bayou Classic is a big event. The Battle of the Bands. And like I said, you don't know who I'm ever going to have in the building or where. Come out. We're gonna have some Talking with Ron shirts, Talking with Ron hats. And listen, whenever you see me, you see fam. And whenever you see me, you see what I stand for, which is fam. So anything other than that, that's not. And listen, family can have fun. Family can party. Family can do. Family can work together. Family can be successful together. And that's our mission. This is what our platform is about. Positivity. No negative at all. I don't like it. I wouldn't do this if I thought I had to go around those ways to do this. We're on positive. We're on positive time. And again, we're all on borrowed time. So we're going to be on positive time with this. And that's what we're going to be. That's what we're going to do. So once again, and I'm sorry, I went to talk and I lost two callers. I'm sorry. I was talking because, again, I wanted to share this and we can still talk and chat, but that's what this means. That's what this is about, and that's what we're gonna do. Now, like I said, next week we will have the some great couples on, we'll probably have mine on. Boy, it's gonna be a great show. But next week we'll have a show. We're gonna talk about everything. We're not just gonna talk about these couples that we have on that has longevity in this. We're gonna talk about everything and what does it take to be successful. And another question is, can you do business with your mate, your spouse? Can you survive? I've had people tell me that they've been very successful in doing it, and then I've had people say, not the best. So we'll find out from people who are on both ends of that spectrum, and see what happens. On that, we'll see what happens in that. And on that show, it's going to be a great show. So tune in with me like y'all always do for that show. It'll be a great show. It'll be a great show. It'll be an interesting show. I'm excited about it. That's why I keep speaking about it. It'll be a great show. But also, like I said, Friday, the Battle of the Bands. If you're never into the Battle of the Bands or the Bayou Class, I don't know what you're missing. And I'm looking forward to that. So definitely want to see everybody in the building. And Nola, in 2 weeks to Atlanta, my home, my second home. We're coming to, so we'll get details on that. Where we will be, but definitely want to see you show up and show out. And also, we're going to be looking into doing a where it's not about us, it's a tour about giving. And that's what we're going to do. You know, we're looking to come out there and meet people, touch people, and see the needs of the people and see what we can do on that. So we're going to do a little tour in the near future. We have some people already interested in doing it and joining in. And that's what we're going to do in the near future with that. But also, we want to talk about, while we have it, we're looking to do a Christmas drive. I feel like no child should never have to open up a present or don't have a present to open up, on Christmas. So if you want to join in with that, give us a call. Let us know if you want to donate. Whether it's toys or monetary, whatever. It's once again, it's 702 775-2-7306. Jennifer. But we want to do that. We're gonna start this, and we want to start it early because we want no kid left behind. We want no kid having the heartbreak of waking up and not having a gift to open. Santa brings gifts, so we want every child to know that and feel that and see that. So if you want to be a part of that, even helping, volunteering, we need volunteers. We're not limited to where we're going to be. We're going to do as many states as possible. So we need volunteers in any state, whatever state you're in. Call that number, and we'll get arranged. But we also need donations. We need people giving toys. Because listen, let me say this for me. We don't do this for publicity. That's why we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes. We do this because that's a need. And I never want to see in this life that I'm in right now a kid hungry or a kid don't have a toy or don't know. A lot of us are blessed and privileged. Our kids do. But there are a lot of kids that are not. Nothing goes, period. You will see the work of us in the community. You'll see us doing the work in the community. We're not shy of it. We want to help. You know, there's a single father out there trying his best. There's a single mother out there trying her best. There are single people trying their best. They're married people together working. So, you know, we don't say what to give. If you can give a dollar toy, we appreciate it. I always say a dollar because a dollar's a start. Some people say a dollar's nothing. So give nothing. Give something that will make somebody something. A dollar's nothing to you. Something to someone. So we don't say what to give. We don't say how much to give. We don't listen put to do, do it. We just want to make sure that every kid has something. For Thanksgiving, we wanted to make sure everybody was eating because there were some people didn't have. So we wanted to do our best. We can't save the world, but we wanted to do our best. We wanted to do what we could. And there are people out there that has joined in with a lot of this. So we appreciate them. For doing so and helping and contributing. We want to thank also Coca-Cola for stepping in and helping us. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. Give back if you have extra, which makes the world of somebody else. So we do that. And time slot here today, but this is what it was all about. Thanksgiving, giving thanks, being thankful, and caring. Everybody had a great day. I hope you have an even better evening. I also hope that you guys enjoy the fans. And I thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. Thank you, the world, because listen, let me say this. When you support us, someone else, and I don't mean us. We support so many people, and when you support us, we're supporting somebody else. And the reason why I say that is we're giving. We're not holding. We're giving because, as you know, we can't take nothing with us when we leave here. So why not make somebody else smile and happy while we're here? And that's what we're gonna do. Listen, it has been a great action pack with you guys. I love you guys as always. I thank you for your support. I always enjoy talking to you guys. I thank you for tuning in on this platform. Listen, enjoy your Thanksgiving. And remember, love yourself first before you love somebody else.
You're listening to Talking with Ron Collins, only on LA Talk Radio.